now go to Senate Bill 85, an act to prohibit certain persons from receiving a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Senator Albers.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Senate Bill 85 is brought to fix a problem for the people that we have required to sell concealed weapons permits. Just generally speaking, the legislature requires that if an individual is 18 years old, has lived in the county for 30 days, has not been adjudged insane or incompetent, and a few other things, then when they apply for a permit to carry a concealed weapon, they must be issued one within 5 days. And I don't have any argument with that. That's not a problem for me. But there is a problem, and you know, whether we like it or not, there are state laws about guns, and there are federal laws about guns, and I don't necessarily like them, but they exist. And we've got the people that issue these licenses, which are sheriffs and chiefs of police, in a real spot. We say they have to issue the permit by virtue of state law. And when they do that, they know in some instances that they're effectively telling a person to go out and break a federal law. There are certain people who can't possess a firearm as a result of a federal law. They could, as far as the state of South Dakota is concerned. So you got the sheriff or the chief of police telling this guy, you can carry a concealed weapon, comma, even though you're not allowed to possess a firearm. And this is this bill is about to try to fix that and get them out of that box of actually, you know, participating in helping people commit a crime. And so I have others here who would like to speak to this. If there are any questions I'll try to answer them.
Any questions, Senator Albers? If not, thank you very much. You. And further proponents of Senate Bill 85.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. I appear before you today on behalf of the South Dakota Sheriff's Association and the South Dakota Chiefs of Police, which makes up pretty much all of your law enforcement in this state. Senate Bill 85 comes to you from the South Dakota Sheriff's Association as a bill that I think is just simply a common sense one. If you look closely at Senate Bill 85, and I know this committee has because I've appeared in front of you before, it is written in mandate language. It says that the permit shall be issued. It is not discretionary. Sheriffs in this state do not have discretion of whether to issue you a firearms permit to carry a concealed weapon. They shall issue you one if you fit the criteria. As you can see, existing criteria does not make any reference to federal law, which would preempt state law. The federal law, and much like was commented to you by Senator Albers, is something that we didn't do. But we're left with it. Federal law preempts state law. There is a federal law, it's in 18 U.S.C. 922, that says if you have had a protective order issued against you after hearing and notice, etc., that you are not permitted to possess a firearm. I don't like that law. Many of you probably don't like that law. Unfortunately, it is the federal law, and we can't change that here in South Dakota. Sheriffs are placed in a very difficult situation when someone says, issue me a permit, I fit the criteria 1 through 8. And they do, because 1 through 8 doesn't make any reference to the federal law that says they are not permitted to possess a weapon. So they are often confronted by people who are very angry about that and angry about the fact that the sheriff says, well, I can't issue you a permit because federal law says you're not permitted to have one. This simply would do one thing. It would recognize the federal law as one of the criteria so that if you are disqualified because of federal law, you are disqualified by state law. Please note Section 2. We were trying to be very careful to make sure that we are not doing something that would increase the limitations on your ability to obtain a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Should the federal law be repealed, Section 2 is an automatic repealer of subparagraph 9. So all this bill does is it says that if you are disqualified because of federal law to have a firearm, you are disqualified under state law.
Should the federal law go away,
so too will the state disqualification. Now, Representative Chris Mattson, who is a state's attorney out in Deadwood, noticed that there was a subparagraph that was left out of this, and he was kind enough to have an amendment drawn. I think he has it. He will present it and offer that. We agree with him. It was an oversight in drafting, I think.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Thiessen? Yes, if you would, Mr. Thiessen. Senator Hewick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dick, protection orders generally run 3 years in South Dakota.
I don't know how long they run. The federal law says that if you have one within the last 3 years, you don't qualify to possess a firearm.
Forever, for the rest of your life, even once the protection order has been removed?
I don't know, but that isn't something I can do anything about in the
federal law. No, I understand that. My question is, I guess, let me rephrase it if I might, Mr. Chairman.
Please do.
Do you know if you are disqualified under the federal law? Is that disqualification for the rest of your life, or is it for a finite period of time?
No, I think it's for 3 years, the way I read it. If you've had one within the last 3 years, then you can't possess a firearm. Yeah, the sheriff will speak to that.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions of Mr. Thiessen? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this might allude to the issue of Representative Mattson bringing an amendment to this particular bill, but shouldn't Section 2, Lines 9 and 10, shouldn't they be underlined? I mean, this is new language, isn't it?
It's a new section.
I understand it's a new section, but it hasn't been so noted in this particular bill. Okay, thank you.
I have to defer to Ruben about that.
Senator Bogue.
Chairman. Dick, I understand exactly where you and the sheriffs are coming from on this, and I understand the position you're in, but the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution operates whether we pass this or not. And as such, any sheriff who refuses this is going to have an absolute defense under any appeal that's raised under 126 to say, Your Honor, I don't have to issue this, even though state law says I do, because the Supremacy Clause says I can't. So really, we don't need to pass this. I mean, I understand it clarifies this and may make it a comfort level for sheriffs, but we don't have to pass this.
I agree with you. I don't disagree with that statement.
Okay.
If you want to leave the sheriffs in that position of having to go through these confrontations, yes, you would not have to pass this. I don't think the sheriffs are going to issue licenses intentionally in violation of federal law and aid and abet the commission of a federal felony crime. However, saying that, and please don't mistake my comment to suggest that some of our sheriffs aren't thorough, but I think that by not having it as one of those items, we increase the chance that a permit is issued because it's not one of the items that are listed. People can forget. It can happen. And I don't think we also want to make the public out there who seeks to get a permit feel that they safely and are legally carrying a firearm when in fact they may be violating federal law. So it's also kind of an issue of notice, but I don't disagree with your statement, Senator Bogue.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only other concern I have then would be under Section 2. Now, I understand there's a slight tongue-in-cheek as I say this, but isn't it possible that the feds may alter or make permissive this section without actually repealing it, and therefore we would still then have a section of federal law prohibiting the issuance even though it's no longer a requirement under federal law? So is repeal the only word that we want to have there?
I'm not sure I can answer your question. I think I understand your point, and your point may have some validity, although I doubt that we would see the federal law amended in a way that says it is permissible to possess a firearm.
Well, I guess I would envision it more in the sense that the feds would say it's we encourage or otherwise some other language that the states may make this a requirement rather than making it a fit.
If that happens,
unlikely, but and also begs the question that we as a legislature at that point could always come back in and repeal it. But
all I can tell you is I'd be the first guy here with a bill to get rid of it.
But I think under your scenario, then you'd no longer be disqualified. Yeah. I think that's. Any further questions for Mr. Thiessen? If not, thank you very much. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 85? Representative Madsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Chris Madsen. I'm state representative from District 31, Lawrence County. You've got a hectic schedule this morning. I will try to be brief. By way of background, I'm an attorney. I've been practicing for just about 8 years, and I've been on both sides of the V. I do a lot of litigation work, mainly in the criminal arena. When I'm not here, I'm a deputy state's attorney. And I've had to deal with these issues as they come up. I've received calls from people. I don't pretend to be an expert in federal law, but I have to know what it says. Federal laws aren't something I enforce or deal with generally. However, in terms of firearms, this is something that comes up fairly frequently. I passed out a sheet that indicates what the federal sections are that we're dealing with. 18 U.S.C. 921A is generally definitional, and the only reason I didn't get copies for you is because it would have been cumbersome. It's pages and pages, three or four or five, of definitions explaining things like what large capacity ammunition clips are, flash suppressors, a definition of ammunition, etc. The meat, if you will, to Senate Bill 85 is the part that refers to 18 U.S.C. section 922G8, which simply says, and this is federal law, this is part of the Brady Bill that we hear about in the news, that says that if you are the subject of a court order preventing you from stalking or harassing someone, or this is generally known as a protection order, then you cannot possess a firearm, period. That's federal law. The other part that I think was inadvertently left out of the draft of the bill and that I have an amendment to address is 922G9. And I would submit to the members of the committee that this is, I'll pass the amendment around. I apologize for not doing that while I was bringing the other sheet around. 922G9 is the part that's the hook that gets most of the people involved in this. And it's, I'm not here to tout the federal statutes. We have to live with them whether we like them or not. You know, I guess I can say I'm not particularly fond of them, but they're here and we have to deal with them. 922G9 also indicates that any person who's been convicted in any court, state court or federal court, of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence cannot possess a firearm. It's unfortunate. It covers a person who may have in a fit of unclear thinking due to chemicals, alcohol, or whatever, got in a fight with his or her spouse, got arrested, went to court, felt bad, pled guilty, paid the fine. Everybody's living happily ever after. Sometime down the road makes the call because they want to buy a deer rifle and can't get one because of the prior conviction of a misdemeanor crime of violence. That's unfortunate, but that's the reality. That's where most people are going to get hooked on this, quite frankly. So I guess to quote Will Parker from the musical Oklahoma, with me it's all or nothing. If you don't have include 922G9, then Senate Bill 85 really doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And extremely briefly, Senate Bill 85 is a support your local sheriff bill. Federal law does not prevent someone who's got these convictions from having one of these, the concealed weapons permit. It prevents you from possessing a firearm. In South Dakota, this card is the indicia. It's just like the license plates on your car or the driver's license in your pocket that you can legally possess a firearm. This is it. Now, the Senate Bill 85 is just designed to say that if you aren't allowed to possess a weapon or a firearm, I should say, then the sheriff doesn't have to give you one of these. That's all. It doesn't make having one of these illegal if you're not supposed to possess firearms. It doesn't revoke these if you already have one and are subject to the federal statutes. It only says that the sheriff or the chief of police or the secretary of state does not have to be an unwitting accomplice of somebody else's ability to get one of these to get around the law or to look like they could legally be carrying. That's all it's about. And to the extent that I've had to deal with this, I'd certainly entertain any questions by the committee.
Any questions of Representative Madsen? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think you intentionally misspoke, but you don't have to have a concealed permit to possess a firearm. I can possess a firearm. I just can't carry it on my person in a concealed manner without the permit.
That's right. And if I said that, I certainly didn't mean that. You don't need a concealed pistol permit to, for instance, walk a field with a shotgun or to have one hanging in the back of the pickup or even to have a concealed, even to have a pistol that wouldn't be concealed. It only goes to a concealed firearm, and that is one that you can't see underneath the seat of the car or underneath a coat or something.
Any further questions, Representative Madsen? If not, thank you. Senator Moore.
Yeah, Representative Madsen, you keep referring to concealed firearm. Now, are we dealing with concealed firearms, or are we dealing with concealed pistols only here? Is there a difference in law?
Honestly, Senator Moore, I'd refer probably to Sheriff Leidholt, who could answer that, who's going to provide some testimony, but I'm sure he can fill in the details on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further proponents of Senate Bill 85, and if we could avoid repetition.
I'll try to very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mike Leidholt, I'm the Hughes County Sheriff, the current president of the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. In answer to Senator Moore's question, it is a concealed permit to carry a pistol.
We're not dealing with firearms.
No, not firearms per se. The point I want to impress upon you is I fully concur with everything Mr. Teason said and Representative Madsen. It puts me in a tough spot. When somebody comes to me and we run a background check and we find they've been convicted of this crime of domestic violence, this misdemeanor, I don't issue them a pistol permit, but the law says I have to. So here, and I fully agree with Senator Bogue that if it were appealed, I'd probably win, but it just puts us in a tough spot. It says I shall issue them. This is just a cleanup in my estimation so that it's consistent with the federal law, so that it doesn't make it look like I'm violating the state law, so that we don't allow this person to violate the federal law.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 85? Now, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 85? If there are none, we'll revert to committee discussion and motion. Do I have a motion regarding the amendment?
So moved.
Amendment has been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Dugard. All those in favor of the amendment, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Discussion now of the bill as amended. Or motion.
Mr. Chairman, move do pass as amended.
Move do pass as amended, seconded by Moore. Any discussion?
No.
I'm sorry.
By
Ketzel. Sorry. I thought I saw your lips move.
No. That's a
bad sign. It's been moved and seconded. There's a discussion. There is none. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue?
No.
DeHewick?
No.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
4-3.
Senate Bill 85 goes out with a do pass or recommendation.
As amended.
We'll now go on. Is there somebody here from the Department of Social Services?